It's Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty. Today's guest.
Veterans of the radio show Sister Speak will perform live.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
Yep, good morning, good Monday morning. We're going to play one of our favourite games, Guess That Alt-J Lyric. And it's all coming up on Daily Scramble Live.
Jason will find his voice, I'm sure.
And five gigs in 2 days.
Wow.
5 gigs in 2 days. Count. 1, 5. It's a lot of gigs. And it's a lot of singing. We will rock you, which I sang 3 times in 1 gig.
I look forward to hearing about it. Sister Speak will be here. They're local favorites. They've got a new song with Tolan Shaw of San Diego, and they're playing tonight in Laguna Beach at Skyloft. So we will hear them perform live and much more coming up on Daily Scramble Live.
So great. Don't miss them. They're so great.
On KX93.5, your Daily Scramble News now.
Good morning, Jason Fetty.
Morning, mate. What's up?
Here's the news today. Let's start locally. A Harley-Davidson motorcycle ridden by a 28-year-old Irvine man apparently took the inbound turn at Broadway and Forest Avenue too fast last Thursday afternoon. The bike went out of control, and despite trying to lay it down on Broadway when he realized he would cross into oncoming traffic, the rider and the bike slid into an outbound Ford Flex SUV. He was stabilized at the scene by Laguna Beach Fire Department paramedics and taken by ambulance to Mission Hospital. He suffered some severe road rash and a possible broken leg, but he will be okay. Motorcycles, dude.
Good, I'm glad he's okay. I always think that's road rash. The words make me cringe. Oh, my God. All right, well, as long as he's going to be all right.
Some sad news out of San Diego this weekend that affects the entire world. After a series of illnesses, one of the last northern white rhinos on the planet died on Sunday, leaving just 3 others alive in the entire world. Nola, a 41-year-old female, had lived at San Diego Zoo Safari Park since 1989. According to the San Diego Zoo, Nola was fighting a bacterial infection, so she had surgery. Though the procedure was successful, Nola's condition worsened, and the zoo decided to euthanize her. The average wild rhino lives 35 to 40 years. Now, the 3 remaining northern white rhinos all live in Kenya, where they are watched 24 hours a day by armed guards because the species is widely considered on the brink of extinction after having been hunted down to minuscule numbers by poachers, primarily for their horns. Of the 3 remaining northern white rhinos, there are 2 females and 1 male. The bull rhino named Sudan is 42 years old, and he's too advanced in age to reproduce. However, they've collected sperm samples, and they're stored in liquid nitrogen in the Czech Republic, and there are plans for in vitro fertilization to hopefully save the northern white rhino species by putting it into a southern white rhino, which is pretty much the same thing in the San Diego Zoo.
Great. Rhino horn. It's an aphrodisiac, you know.
There's only 3. 3. They can count on one hand how many of these animals are left in the world.
Yeah.
And then they have to scramble somehow to save the species through this fertilization.
Yeah.
It's been pointed out that southern white rhinos look exactly the same as northern white rhinos. They're just from a different region.
They're just a little more polite, I think.
And they have accents. And there's far more of them than there are in northern. There's like 20,000 of them.
Crikey.
Does this interest you?
Well, I'm not a rhino.
Here's what will. I know what will. Ready?
Go on.
Katniss Everdeen of The Hunger Games was the box office victor again this weekend. The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2 opened with $101 million. It's a big opening. Got an A-minus grade from CinemaScore, 70% on Rotten Tomatoes, but still didn't do as well as the first 2 Hunger Games movies, which snagged $150 million and $122 million, respectively.
All right, I suppose it is news. It's at least we're not going on about bombs going off in various places.
I skipped it today.
Yeah, good for you.
Finally, let's do music news real quick.
Ah, music news.
With J-Lo hosting and every pop star from Justin Bieber and Macklemore to One Direction performing, you'd forget that the American Music Awards actually gives out awards.
Right.
But they do. So let's look at what won the only award in our format, Alternative. Do you know who won Favorite Alternative Artist at the American Music Awards?
Well, I don't know who won it. Would you like me to hazard a guess?
Yeah, hazard a guess.
Walk the Moon.
You know what? They were nominated, which I'm really impressed that you even managed to figure out.
Big name, though.
Yeah, well done. Fallout Boy.
What?
Fallout
Boy.
What is
it, 1990?
Who's been around since 2001. Came out with a new album 11 months ago that literally no one cared about.
Right.
They are somehow the best new alternative, best alternative artists
right.
in America.
Oh. Do you care about this? I hate this competition
thing. I care about it very much because it's completely a commercialized representation of music and it upsets me greatly. But we can talk more about that in length.
Yeah, we can. I'm sure we can. Up. Yeah. All right.
I don't care about who wins, but I do care about why they win. You know what I mean?
It's the industry, dude.
Well, I don't like it.
No. Well, that's why we're here, isn't it?
That's your news today on KX93.5. It's Daily Scramble Live, and we will do a more detailed recap of the AMAs and share why it's representation of the miserable state of music.
Yeah, we won't, let's not frustrate you too much at this time in the morning. Grab a coffee. Ease into the day with KX93.5.
Yeah, Daily Scramble Live. Our
Daily
morning
Scramble
show.
Live. I like it. It's good. It's good. It's a morning thing that we do every day. What's up? My voice is.
Should we start with how you are?
I'm not feeling too good. My throat's. I'm feeling. That's not true. I feel fine, but my voice just not. It's left me.
What? What did you do this weekend?
I did gigs. I'm a musician. I'm a singer-songwriter, Tyler. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
So people new to the show will not know this, but I'm still a musician, and glad to be so. But a lot of gigs. It's not the season for me. Singer-songwriters, you know, you would think that, oh, yeah, it's Christmas season, must get a load of gigs. But people that make a living by singing about, you know, whining about their ex-girlfriends, like singer-songwriters
right.
generally do.
Right.
It's not the time. People that, you know.
So what are you being booked for?
Just, I had a couple of gigs at Moll's. It's not the most glamorous of gigs, but it's good fun, whatever. Irvine Spectrum. Irvine Speculum and Fashion Island, Fascist Island, played there on Saturday, Hotel Laguna, Saturday night, and then last night I did a private party.
I'm just glad you're all right. You sound like...
Friday night, Temple. Friday night I was in, you know, at the Temple. I'm doing my cantorial duties. So it's a lot of singing, that's all.
Okay.
You know?
Well, tomorrow you can sing the Police Blotter. On the morning show.
Jason Fetty grunts the police plot.
Well, I had a fine weekend until I watched the AMAs last night.
I know. I got a text from Tyler about what time, I don't know, maybe 9 o'clock last night, saying, are you watching this? I wasn't, obviously. I was at a gig.
You were at a gig, of course. Yeah, it's just, I know that it's going to make me upset. I know that going into it, and I know I shouldn't bother watching it, and that it doesn't matter, and none of the awards matter, and the same people are going to win, and it's irrelevant, and I know I'm going to get mad and be an avid supporter of music, you know, for that night, and why can't these bands be represented? And I know I'm going to react that way, yet I put myself through it anyway.
Yeah, you do.
The same 10 people, and they throw on one new guy. Who's really not new, who's been around for like several years. Like Walk the Moon was this year's new hot band of the year.
Well, they're the big single though, didn't they?
Because they had that big single. But as we know, Walk the Moon's been around for quite some time.
Yeah.
And we played their music a long time ago. And I'm such a hipster in saying we played Walk the Moon first.
Well, no, that's what our job here is, to find this music first.
I know.
You know, but it's really.
I hate the masses, you know? So anyway, also, at least the performances could have been good. But no one can sing. Literally, no one could sing. I can sing better than most people who sang on the stage.
The other thing is, though, Tyler, I just think that it's just irrelevant to you and I.
Yeah.
We're playing music that we figure is relevant to us. And some of these guys are massive now. Ed Sheeran is massive now. $57 million he earned in the last year.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran. To me, he's just this guy who just showed up, and I saw a thing on TV once and went, oh, he's pretty good. And that was, and all of a sudden, but I'm not even aware of this stuff. A woman at the Hotel Laguna on Saturday night was calling out for some song by Adele.
Yeah.
I would not know, I honestly wouldn't know Adele if she came up and punched me in the face. Honestly, I don't know what he's.
So you see, I guess maybe that's my problem, is I keep my peripheral on what's happening in the commercial music world. You've managed to completely isolate yourself from it and just be inundated with our format.
I still get Rolling Stone magazine.
Okay.
I've got some sort of...
Rolling Stone's pretty cool, though.
Is it?
I think.
Really?
Yeah.
It's always got Skrillex, or whatever his name is, on the
Skrillex.
What's his name, that guy? The guy Skrillex. Sounds like a tool I just bought from a Home Depot.
His name's Skrillex. And Skrillex. He was on stage last night at the AMAs. Mm. He looked like... He was dressed in all black, so he looked like a waiter or something. Right. And he's got this long hair. It looks like he's like just got out of the shower. And I mean, he just...
Is he any good? What does he do?
He looks nothing like I expect him to look right. Like.
What do any of these people do? I believe Adele's got a lovely voice.
It's we talk about this all the time, but they use computers to make music. That's what Skrillex does.
Right.
With Diplo and some other people.
Dilpo, I thought his name was.
And...
Dilplo and Skrillex. It sounds like a cartoon from the 80s.
They won with Justin Bieber for that song, Where Are You
Bieber,
Now?
Bieber. Bieber.
Bieber's the biggest, man.
Bieber is massive. One Direction?
Also
going
humongous.
In One Direction, massive.
They won Artist of the Year again last night. One Direction won Artist of the Year twice in a row.
I don't know why anybody would want to be on the show. The thing about the AMAs, though, is it's not the Grammys. The Grammys is... correct me if I'm wrong, but the Grammys is voted on by sort of people from the industry.
Yeah, and the AMAs is user generated.
It's, right, yeah. It's actually people going online and voting. Well, what can you do about that? You can't.
Right.
The general mass population, Donald Trump is the front runner for Republican nominee.
That's the exact problem. I mean, you've exactly nailed the problem.
There's no way to understand any of it. It doesn't. And I hope it doesn't affect me. I don't know what to do.
I just want, like, if I'm going to watch this show, I just want it to blow me away. I want to be like, you know what? I see where all of our money goes into. I see why this performer and that performer is winning this award. I see why they're appealing to the masses, because they really are great. Not for me, not my music taste, but they're great for what they do. But I don't feel that at all. I watch it. I'm like, this band is mediocre to terrible.
Right.
How did they make it? Why are they dressed like homeless people? And what gives them the right
to be on that stage? Some of my favorite bands dressed like homeless people, though, Ty.
This one band, 5 Seconds of Summer, is like these 19 or 20-year-old kids. Yeah. One of them looks like he's just got done playing a soccer match. The other one looks like a homeless member of Green Day. And the third one is like trying to be Julian Casablancas. And they're... terrible.
And well, you see, maybe you're getting old, Tyler. Maybe that's it.
You know what?
This music is not aimed at a gentleman of your stature and age.
Maybe that's what it is.
Look at the names. Just looking at the names now, people. Okay, so Artist of the Year. Of course, if you've got kids, you probably know who all of these people
are. Right, and this, you know what? This is, again, our opinion. And you may love all of these artists, and you can find them on lots of radio stations that aren't ours.
I must be honest with you, you've kind of hated, you hate these people. I have no opinion about any of them.
Because you don't know who they are.
Luke Bryan, no
idea. He's a country artist. He was terrible.
Ariana Grande.
She's very attractive. But that's all there is to consider.
Maroon 5, I know, obviously. Nicki, Maroon 5, what? Why? What? Nicki Minaj.
She's basically a circle. She's just a big, round circle.
Really?
Yeah. Her boobs are here, butt's here. She's just
a big
she's
thing.
Just a blob.
All right. That's okay. I don't mind fat people. Some of my favorite. I've got members of my family are big fat people.
I'm not insulting her. I'm just saying she looks like a circle.
Oh, okay. One Direction, they won it. Ed Sheeran, I know, because he's a ginger guy.
Yeah.
And he was born in Hebden Bridge.
Yep.
Which is near where I'm from. Sam Smith. That's a beer, isn't it? Taylor Smith. No, Taylor Swift. No relation to Sam Swift, whoever he is. I've heard her name bandied about. Megan Trainor.
Yeah, she sings all about that bass.
Oh, that's her. She's from around here, I think, isn't she?
I have no idea.
She's all about that bass. Yep. I think Lemmy from Motorhead may differ.
See, this is why I really wanted you to watch this, because you have no idea what you're watching.
Lemmy.
It's funny to me.
Lemmy turned 70 this week.
Of Motorhead?
From Motorhead, yeah.
Wow, cool.
Yeah. And there's a band called The Weeknd.
The Weeknd, yeah.
No, it's The Weeknd. There's no, they've missed an eon.
All those people performed, and none of them were good, with the exception of this guy that I really liked, called Leon Bridges, who's like this soulful R&B guy,
okay.
And he sang with Macklemore, and that was cool.
Right.
That was the only cool thing. Oh, and Celine Dion performed Edith Piaf's classic French song.
No,
yes,
that
she,
one?
But hang on, she performed it for the sake of Paris.
Ah, oh.
Yes.
Yeah. Je ne regrette rien.
Exactly.
Fetty Wap. I've had that. Terrible. Terrible Fetty Wap. Oof. It's really painful.
You see what I mean? I mean, you don't know who they are, but none of them ought to be relevant. They just got lucky. It makes me upset. We spend lots of time fostering bands that we think are good, and we push them to the top. It has nothing to do with how much money they have or what they look like or anything. It's just what they sound like.
Yeah.
And these people simply are fortunate and good on them. But there's a lot of deserving people
out there.
You know,
that's true. And that, you know, they do say that, like, image has always been important in rock and roll. But we, honestly, when we're listening to music on a Monday, we do our music Monday music thing, nobody's ever said, what do they look like?
Right.
Nobody's ever said that. In fact, we don't even say, are they a duo or a trio?
It doesn't matter. doesn't matter. But it's the first thing that a record company is going to ask you if you come in there with a tape, as if that's something that still happens. It doesn't. But, you know, it's what the first thing they ask you or look at you is what you look like.
What's Tove Lo? Can I get it with brown rice?
No.
What is it?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Who
I've never
Tove
heard
Lo
of any of these people. If I actually read the magazine Rolling Stone when I got it, I might know more about these people. But it's just depressing to me, the whole thing.
Was this a good AMA update? Do people feel updated on what happened at the AMAs?
I don't know. Yeah,
let's play a song from 1966.
Right. It's not. You're not uplifted. You're updated. Check this out.
You must leave now. Take what.
Here's the sorbet of the day.
Yep. If you like me, wake up flustered and obsessing. Here's a quick cerebral sorbet. It's a cleanser for your mental palate, designed to turn you a whole day around from the obsessing and stressing that you're doing right now. This message could be the thing, could be the koan that sends you to enlightenment, right? So sit in the lotus position, if you don't mind, and spread your fingers out. So you got to look the part. That's important. You look Buddha-like, okay? Are you there? You done it? Right, okay. Here we go. Wait. Potatoes. Can I say that?
Just say it in your regular voice. You get it. You always
say it.
Just say it how you say it.
All right. Potatoes wrapped in aluminum foil, kept in a cupboard, become a welcome consolation if your house burns down.
What?
Potatoes wrapped in aluminum foil. You just wrap them in aluminum foil, put them in a cupboard, just leave them there, and they become a welcome consolation if your house burns down.
That was the sorbet of the day.
Okay.
Well, think about it. House burns down, but look, lovely baked potatoes.
Oh, I get it. That's why it's wrapped in aluminum foil.
Yeah.
Lovely.
You could do other vegetables too.
I didn't get that we cooked the potato. I get it now.
The house will cook them.
That one went over my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Beach House is the band on Daily Scramble Live, our morning show here on KX 93.5 in Laguna Beach, California, playing generational alt rock anywhere online at kx935.com on our new website, which you can listen to on the computer, the phone, the pad, the app, whatever.
It's all sparkly. You can listen to it on that stupid watch you bought as well from the Apple store. Not you.
Not
personally.
Me. I was thinking, no. I've got a really nice watch, people. Jason. Oh, you person that who bought an Apple Watch.
That pointless watch you bought.
You know what I was thinking the other day? Forgive me for this tangent, but I was thinking at some point, everything's just going to be a screen. We're moving. iPhones are getting bigger and computers are getting smaller. And you're just going to go to a store and you're going to say, I'll take the new screen, please. Yeah. And that'll be what you have. And it does everything. And it'll be one size. And there won't be different versions. We'll just have a screen.
I'm hoping for. So, because I'm old school. You know, I still buy a newspaper. I have a newspaper in my car right now, which I bought. And what I'm hoping for is the plastic thing that you, it's like a thin plastic sheet that you roll up and shove in your back pocket like a newspaper.
And then it comes out and it comes digital?
And it's digital and you can like read it like a newspaper.
It's like Harry Potter.
Open it up. Yes, it is. Yes. So people are irritating, aren't they? Stupid. People are
What happened to you this
regular
weekend?
Segment that we like to call people are stupid, aren't they? What were we ranting about last week? We were complaining. Oh, because when you're sick, that was right. When you're sick, people always say, oh, basically, I've been sicker than you.
Yeah, right.
Right?
They make
it
about
themselves.
Well,
here's another annoying thing that people do.
Okay.
When you say to people, like, I'm going on a trip coming up. February, I'm going on a trip. And I'm going to Japan, which is very nice, unexpected thing that's happened to me. So that's great. Well, I have a friend who's been to Japan many times. So I texted him. I had a question. When you go to Japan, do you buy yen here or there? What do you do? Or do you just use your ATM? It's different. Europe, I know how. So he's written me back the longest text message ever. Make sure you have at least 2 credit cards to use on the trip. Credit card, call the credit card companies before you go. Let them know what dates you'll be there. Make sure, blah, blah. Get about 200 yen in dollars at the airport. Make sure your cell phone company is called in advance. A small amount of international calling and texting, as well as a small data roaming package, blah, 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 when you're not on Wi-Fi. International surcharges, blah, blah, blah. And then he says, also, keep an eye on your Coke and make sure nobody goes pee-pee in it.
What?
Yeah, well, I think he's being silly at this point. But and blah, blah, blah. And there's just loads of travel advice.
You've traveled before.
I've been on a plane before.
Yeah.
I just wrote back thanks because I didn't know what to say. I'm like, I have been on a plane. I do know how to use a credit card. I am aware that we don't use, you know, travel as checks anymore. I mean, I get it. I just want to know if you buy yen here or there.
It's just that when people know a lot about something or think they do, and you ask any leading question, they're going to start ranting about whatever it is that is the subject matter.
And he's genuinely trying to be helpful.
He is, and
he's
that's a nice thing.
Right.
But it is demeaning to somebody who's actually, you actually were born on a different part of the world. You know what I mean? Like, you understand.
I'm traveling now.
Yeah, you're right. You understand international traveling better than anybody. So,
call the phone company. Really? Should I really? They have international roaming packages? Really? Wow. That's great.
Maybe you should preface your question by, I'm an experienced traveler, but do you trade yen in Japan?
Whatever you see, you sound a bit.
I know.
You know what I mean? I write back to him and say, I have been on a plane before, dude. Then I sound like
I'm
being
opening yourself up to a whole thing. It's not worth it.
You're right.
Hey, you know who's going to be here and to put us in a better mood in just a little bit?
Not Pribbo.
It's going to be Pribbo.
Yes, the ego warrior will be here.
James Pribram will be in studio doing our surf and weather live today coming up. Let's play a Kenny Loggins song because he's playing at Irvine Bowl.
Right.
Shall we?
In tribute to James.
December 13th, you can get your tickets online at kx935.com.
Here's your morning surf report with Eco Warrior James Pribram on KX93.5.
We've got him live in studio today. The Eco Warrior cleaning up streams left and right. James Pribram.
How you doing?
Good, man.
Forgot to grab my mic.
Nice to see you live in studio.
Nice to be live.
Good to
in
see
studio.
You, James. I've got an idea for you.
Uh-oh.
I've been reading the paper.
Yeah?
And in the paper, there's a story. And in the story, there's some words. And they're in the right order for a sentence or two. A Turkish mayor has protested against littering in his city's main square. This is the mayor, and it's pertinent to Laguna because we're getting our new mayor on December 8th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Who's that going to be?
Steve Dictero is going to be the mayor. He's mayor pro temps now, but on December 8th, he's going to be actual mayor of the town. So, a Turkish mayor of a small town in Turkey, has protested against littering in his city's main square. You're opposed to littering, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And this guy wants to, he's ordered all cleaning of the area in the city square to cease. So he's told sanitation workers to bypass the city square for 10 days. Why? So that local people could see exactly how much mess they make.
Ah, wow. Interesting.
That's good.
Because you don't know, because if you've got a pretty good sanitation system, which they appear to have here in this Turkish town.
As we probably have as well here Laguna Beach.
Yeah, yeah. He says the area, a popular hangout, is often strewn with the shells of sunflower seeds, a popular Turkish snack, as well as food packets, cigarette butts.
See, but James cleans places that you don't see any of the trash, like your upstream clean last week.
That was
people
unbelievable.
Have no idea. I saw you with a handful of needles.
14 needles, yeah.
Syringes.
Yeah.
Really?
And that all directly flows down to Aliso Creek right there. So had we not gone up there before the first big rain of the year, that would all be washed out onto our beaches.
Dude.
So all that trash. I mean, even the park ranger afterwards came up and gave me a hug and said, I had no idea.
Wow.
I had no idea it was that bad.
Wow.
I mean, we picked up. We just got the numbers back. It was just under 600 pounds of trash.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's stuff that wouldn't have been seen. So that's totally different to this story, which is the obvious stuff. Although it's a good... I can see what he's trying to do here.
I think it's
he's
great.
He's showing people
yeah.
what how much mess you actually make. If it wasn't cleared up, this is what would happen. But you're talking about stuff that would never be seen until some kid steps on a hypodermic needle. You know, it's rotten, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the first needle I found Saturday was... I was going to say it by accident, but I had this big net and I was like fishing out trash. I was in the creek on a stand-up paddleboard picking up the trash. And when I pulled up the net, I saw the first needle and I was like, oh, there's a needle. And then from there on, I pretty much realized there's going to be more needles. And then there was one after another, and I ended up picking up 14 dirty needles.
I mean, I don't want to insult any part of the population, but it seems that intravenous drug users can be quite irresponsible. Doesn't it?
Hey, well, I will say that all the needles were capped. So.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay. At least they capped
the
needles for me.
On.
Yeah.
At least that, you're right.
Yeah.
At least that.
At least they capped their needles.
Yeah.
So people, if they missed the cleanup last week with you, how would you like people maybe to do their little part? Could they start by going to Eco Warrior Foundation's website, learning when the next
eco-warrior.org, best place to go. And our next beach cleanup is going to be at the beginning of the year. We have several more upstream cleanups scheduled for 2016. But other than that, I'm going to take a little vacation and enjoy the holidays.
All right.
And sit on the sidelines. And I mean, honestly, that upstream cleanup we just did, being in the creek, seeing all that trash, and it really, like, afterwards, I felt, I don't know, I had so much emotion running through me. Like,
A mix of motivation and disgust. And
I was like, yeah,
I felt violated.
Kind of felt like I'd just come home from my best friend's memorial, really. I mean, it was, I went down, jumped in the water, and I was just...
That's interesting. But that's what this guy's trying to do in Turkey. He's trying to pile up the trash so that people see what the effects are of their, you know, an irresponsible act of throwing a cigarette butt on the ground. Okay, one cigarette butt. Nobody's going to be hurt by that. But you do it every day, bum, 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 bum. All your sunflower seeds pile up with saliva and blah, you know. And we're lucky we live in a place and a time where, you know, we've got hot and cold running water and the stuff. We put it in the garbage disposal and it just disappears.
Yeah. I mean, I think for myself, Saturday, jumping in the water, I knew it was that bad. But, like, I really, really genuinely care about our oceans. And when I see that, when I'm in it, it really affects me. Yeah. It bothers me like to the core.
Well,
and the whole rest of the day, I was just like kind of spun. Yeah. And it just makes me realize, like, this is really something in our world. We can make a difference and we can make a change. And I have a photo of the creek before our cleanup and a photo of the creek after. So you could see we did make a difference. And it is something that we can change in our culture and make different and make better.
It's down to the individual, isn't it? I've read the thing about this. I was reading a thing this week called about dragons of inaction. Do you know about this?
No.
So there are 30 dragons of inaction that stop people from making positive changes. A lot of them are stuff like the dragon of inequality. So people say, well, why should I do it if that guy's not doing it?
Right.
You know, or the dragon of insignificance. Well, I'm only just one little small person. What, you know? Or the dragon of just the fact that we've got other things to think about, your own personal health or finances or your kids, or, you know, it's really difficult for people. It's understandable. But on the other hand, we're destroying the planet. So, you know, it's very... But people like you go out there and you raise awareness and you do the deal and you set up and you organise for us so that all we have to do is show up with a, you know, and you give us a bag and a glove. I think it's brilliant, James. So, you know...
Yeah, sometimes you have to have someone to activate something for people to get involved in. And, you know, before the Eco War was actually a foundation and we had these events, a lot of people would reach out to me and say, I want to get involved. I want to make a difference. How can I help? And I was scratching my head because at the time I was doing these crazy environmental actions around the world, basically risking my life. And you can't ask people to do that.
Right.
So I came home and I just really sat around thinking, you know, what's the one thing we can all do to make a difference? We can all pick up trash. We can all show up and do our part. And so, you know, Saturday was a great example of that. 62 people took time out from their Saturday morning and came out and participated and got their hands dirty. And the people, I think what people don't realize is when you come together for a good cause like that, or I should say great, people enjoy themselves. They have a good time.
Yeah, and from a social event, yeah.
Yeah, and from that moment on, it's like they want to get more involved.
Right.
That's just the first step.
Yeah, so get started, you know. Start doing something to contribute to anything you're passionate about. You know, if you want to help James's organization and do your small part, eco-warrior.org, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Let's come back and do the surf and weather. Let's play a tune and come back and do that if that's cool.
Yeah.
Do you have time? Do you know where to be? Are you busy? You got a date? Anything?
No date this morning.
All right, good.
I got a date with you guys.
Good. Stick around then. Here's a band called Vinyl Thief. James Pribram is in studio. Your surf report is next.
You didn't ask if this was a good time.
Here's your morning surf report with Eco Warrior James Pribram on KX93.5.
All right, we had a lot of important things to talk about a few minutes ago. Now we'll talk about the surf or lack thereof.
Yes,
James
sir.
James Pribram, what's going on out there?
Lake Laguna. It's lake a lake Guna. Out there.
It's a lagoon.
Yeah. That's why they call it Laguna. Guna.
It actually is why it's called Laguna. Las
yeah.
Lagunas means the lakes, and that's what we were named
right,
after.
But it's not named after the ocean. There's some lakes right in the hills.
Anyways.
Hey, what? What did I do?
I don't know.
Is there any weather?
Yeah, there's weather.
Because we don't really get that much weather.
We're going to have a little change in the weather, but we'll come back to that. We have a low tide this afternoon at 1.09 p.m., a minus 0.49, and a high tide this evening at 7.13 p.m., a 4.49. And our weather, it's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be a high of 75, low tonight, 45. So it's going to get cold. Wow. Not only that, but our temperatures are going to dip into the low 60s the rest of the week.
Are we staying with that, you think, for the winter? Are we done with heat?
No, I think we're going to go...
It's going to come back.
4 days in the low to mid-60s. I mean...
You know, it's not a bad thing.
It's not really cold, right?
We get to wear the clothes we bought.
Yeah,
Thanksgiving. In the sales.
It's going to be nice. Yeah. It's going to be 62 on Thanksgiving.
Lovely.
You know, get to wear a little sweater or, you know, some boots.
Boots. Faint chance of sprinkles on Thanksgiving.
Ah, okay.
And Wednesday. But, yeah, okay. A little dip in temperatures. Our surf's... Looking pretty meager. Going to have a little bump in the swell on Wednesday, maybe 2 to 3 feet. Other than that, it's looking pretty small for the duration of the week, which is good, you know? Hang out with your family, eat some turkey, have a good time, and put on a sweater.
That's it then, huh?
Pretty much.
All right.
Yeah.
It's so great, isn't it? The weather.
The weather.
Remember, there's a whole Lewis Black bit about being a weather forecaster in San Diego, he says, in San Diego, California.
Yeah.
And he says, so this is how it goes. Let's go over to Bob for the weather. What's the weather going to be like, Bob? Nice. Back to you, Bob.
Sounds like someone else I know.
That's pretty accurate. James Pribram does the surf and weather twice a week here for us, courtesy of Excess Energy and Skydive Elsinore. JMO, thank you for coming in studio today.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Nice to have you. Eco-warrior.org. You can learn more about James and his organization. Coming up, the band Sister Speak is going to be live in studio performing a show tonight at Skyloft here in Laguna Beach, which I haven't been to yet, by the way, but...
Neither have I.
I hear it's nice.
I walked by yesterday. I bet it's great.
Well, we'll hear more about it. Sherry Ann's going to play live and tell us about the gig tonight, plus a new song that she's got with Tolan Shaw out of San Diego, who we love as well.
We delightfully love him. He's in Vietnam at the moment. You know that?
Yeah, right. I did know that. Mm. So when a band comes in, we like to have a little fun with them, and we do something called the secret word. If they say the secret word, something happens. They win an arbitrary prize. Fanfare occurs. Everyone's very happy. We don't direct the interview to the secret word, but we try to naturally lead it there. So,
today's secret word is...
pants. Pants.
Today's secret word is...
pants.
You make every word so weird when you say it in that thing. Pants. It's just pants.
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 Pants. Pants. That's two syllables.
Pants.
Pants. Put your pants on.
I don't even know what it means
Take
anymore.
Take your pants off.
The word has gotten so weird.
Pants.
Anyway,
pants.
If she says pants.
Pants, 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 pants.
Pants. This is KX93.5 local music there from Dylan Ruda, who recorded that one in high school, Can't Tell a Lie. We get now to another local artist that we love and enjoy and who's been in studio many times. Sherry Ann of Sister Speak is here. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Nice to see you.
How you doing?
We're really good. Yeah, I'm fine. He's...
I'm a little tired.
I'm good.
I'm a little tired, too.
You can relate to this. I had 5 gigs over the weekend.
What?
Yeah, and it's silly, isn't it?
It is, but somehow it just makes things a little more interesting.
Does it?
Sometimes.
I'm tired. I'm jaded.
Are you
jaded?
Done?
I think I am, yeah.
Yeah? Do you want to go to bed?
I do.
Sherry Ann can be the new host of the morning show.
Yeah, I can drive up from San Diego.
If you want.
She just asked me if I'd like to go to bed. It's a long time since anybody but my wife has asked me that.
Well, Sister Speak is a band, like I said, that we've been playing for, it feels like, forever. I mean, since we first started, even. I think you were a part of our playlist and a part of our station. So,
yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for being one of our favorite local artists for so long. It's cool for us as well. And things are going very well for you, so we will... update people on Sister Speak. We should mention there's a secret word in the interview. Okay, we do a secret word. If Sherry Ann says it, she wins something arbitrary like...
Uh-oh. Like nothing.
Nobody's like nothing. Ever, you don't really
nobody's ever won anything.
No, nobody wins anything. But if you say it, it's really exciting for us. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, don't stress about it.
I'm a little stressed.
Don't stress.
I'm just kidding.
It's easy.
So what's going on with your band, which has taken a lot of different manifestations of... amounts of people and who you're playing with and who you're collaborating with, etc.
Yeah, it's been a great last couple of years, and since the album, things have been really moving forward, the Rise Up for Love CD. And Sister Speaks had a few different collaborations, and lately I've been actually writing a bit with my bandmate Tolan Shaw, who has his own project.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we love Tolan. We love your whole little scene down there in San Diego.
Yeah.
I don't mean to say little scene, sounds patronizing, but we love the scene in San Diego, the musicians that come out of there.
Yeah.
It's unaffected, and it's not some sort of hipster thing, and it's not Los Feliz.
Yeah.
So that's good. We're not Los Feliz. That could be a good label. We should start a label down there, shouldn't we?
Not Los Feliz.
Not Los Feliz.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Sister Speak is you, really. And we didn't know this because you are humble. and Canadian.
It's true, actually. Yeah, I don't really say that much. But yeah, I do sometimes tour as Sister Speak solo.
Wow.
I actually did that in Colorado a couple times the last few months, over the last few months. And yeah, essentially, I started Sister Speak with a girl named Sam. You might have seen that years ago.
Yeah.
Almost five now. And we toured the country for, gosh. We were always on tour. That's just what we did. We didn't even have like a place. We just were like touring all the time. And that I actually learned a lot about folk music because she was very folk influenced and I was very independent, sorry, indie influenced, mm-hmm. independent, more like rock, indie kind of thing. So we kind of melded our styles and then she moved out east and from that combination, I think I took a lot of kind of folk rock rootsy sound and she was like, yeah, just take the name and go with it. So I did. And then Lisa, a drummer I worked with and percussionist for a few years as a main part of Sister Speak. We also took a run together with different bandmates. And more recently I've been collaborating with different versions of the duo in band. So Tolan and I, he's out east now. Very far east. He's in Vietnam.
Far east.
He's out east.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've been having a blast. He came up on tour this summer for 10 days and it was so fun. We were all...
And yeah, you're in good company with Tolan. I mean, he just played Kaboo Festival in San Diego.
Yeah.
He's doing really, really well.
Yeah,
it's good for you guys to get together. And like Jason was saying, I mean, the scene down there as well as Orange County is so tight that people are incestually, you know, making music together, which is lovely.
It's brilliant that everybody gets to work together a little bit and sort of test the waters. It's really cool. Because that you and Lisa, that's the manifestation of Sister Speak that we're most familiar with.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? What are you looking at doing next? You could get a bagpiper or something?
That's what I'm thinking. Bagpipes?
Yeah. It's not annoying, is it? Bagpipes?
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, yeah, so I've been, you know, like, just different combinations. It's mostly just the band that I have and then different members. So if Tolan's gone, he's so busy with a solo project, I'll have a couple different guitarists I work with. One, Mayer, he played on the album, and he's amazing. He plays slide and Gibson Electric. So we'll do some duo stuff together. And then Sarvin of the band Groove Session, they're one of my favorite bands. I don't know if you've heard of them. They're a funk band. They're amazing. So he's got an acoustic side, and he's learned all of Tolan's parts on the album, like, to a T.
Right.
I have another guy up in Canada that did the same. So I like to keep consistency. And, like, if you want to play, just make sure you learn the
consistency, yet with a bunch of different people.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's like the collaborative nature has been actually very freeing because depending on the gig, sometimes I'll request just two acoustic guitars and harmonies.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I'll request a full band with drums and bass and keys and all that. So, cool. Yeah, it's been really fun to do a creative combination.
And you recently got a sponsorship, if you will. Taylor Guitars is going to be in your hand as you tour.
Yeah, so I've been playing this 712 CE my friend lent me like 3 years ago, and it changed my life. I love this guitar. And recently, Taylor partnered with Sister Speak, and gave me a GS Mini for international touring and for short tours. I'm going to do a GS Mini winter tour, so that'll be really fun.
Brilliant. They're one of the few companies out there now, musical instrument companies that are still giving guitars to local artists and to maybe less well-known artists. So good for them.
Yeah, they've been really supportive of the tours and just in general, they're, I think, awesome.
Yeah.
What sponsorship is next for you? I mean, you're going to end up with headbands or shirts or...
Thinking Alaska Airlines.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
That'd be good for a
Tesla. I'm thinking Tesla, if you're listening.
Tesla.
Yeah, I could use
a Tesla sponsorship.
I need a new car for the wife.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, it does help on the road. Daddario has been a great sponsor as well. They've been phenomenal. They have everything, so it helps cut costs on the road.
Yeah.
They've been very supportive since the beginning of Sister Speak, like literally the first couple months.
Mostly, usually a string company, Daddario.
Yeah.
And it mounts up the price of strings. If you're changing strings every couple of gigs, which you should be.
I try to, but I forget, and then I break them. I probably break one today.
That'll be cool.
They're expensive. Yeah, if you change them every couple of gigs, you're spending hundreds of dollars a year on strings.
Yeah.
Well, let's have Sherri Ann perform live again, Sister Speak in studio. And you can see Sister Speak tonight.
Yeah.
At Skyloft in Laguna. We'll talk more about that gig after she plays for us. So what are you going to perform, Sherri Ann?
A song called Coming Back. I wrote this up in Canada. I was working on the Rise Up for Love CD up there when I had an injury. And this song is about coming back out of my head, coming back for the people. Yeah. Here we go. Take these ribbons off your eyes, 'cause we know truth, we know lies. We all know, we know lonely. All that long road's Austin. Had a dream and thought I lost it. I came home, found you there. And see that smile across my face, ear to ear until I break. But you don't know
so great.
Awesome. Nice job.
Sister Speak in the studio. Song, American song of travel and yearning.
It kind of is, yeah. Actually, yeah, I was on my way to Austin. On that long road to Austin, you probably heard that.
I don't even repeat myself. Love it.
How do you
stay sort of interested in writing? You're writing from your own experience, or are you telling stories more as you progress?
I live a wild and crazy life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can tell you look tired. Actually, not at all. You look very perky.
Are you
this
supposed
morning.
To tell a woman that ever? I don't think you are.
It's getting deep out. Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, actually, I I love to travel. That's one of the biggest things. I write when I travel. I write a lot in Canada. Whenever I go home to the Okanagan, it's so beautiful.
The Okanagan?
Okanagan. Yeah. Yeah, it's really amazing up there. It's so beautiful.
Is the Okanagan, that's an area of Canada, I take it?
Yeah, West Coast.
Pardon me for not knowing.
That's okay. Do you know who the Prime Minister is?
Of Canada. Yeah. You got a new Prime Minister.
We did. You know.
The last one was a guy called Stephen something.
You don't need to.
No. Oh. Wait. No, it was a woman.
Oh. Justin Trudeau is the new one.
Justin Trudeau.
Yeah.
Very French.
I knew that.
You didn't know that.
I just decided not.
You didn't know.
Wanted to see if you knew.
BS, honestly. No idea. And he's cool. He's a socialist.
There's some pretty awesome things about him, that's for sure.
I'm glad you guys agree on this.
Has he got a sexy French accent?
I think so, yeah.
Does he?
Yeah. Yeah, so I write a lot up there. Actually, that song, Coming Back, was reflecting a little bit on all the things that are going on up there with the pipelines and they're trying to ship oil and extreme amounts out to China and all that stuff.
Explain that to me. They want to build a pipeline across Canada and then down into the United States. Obama says no.
Keystone.
No.
Yeah.
No pipeline.
Veto.
Yeah, he said no to it. Is that bad or good?
Well, it depends on your
perspective. Just choose one of them.
I don't think, good. I think
bad
it's
or
good.
Good. Say it now.
I think it's good. I think it's awesome.
Good. Okay.
I really think it's awesome. I'm a huge fan of BC being clean. I live there, and out here, I don't see very many clean lakes. I don't see.
No, absolutely. Everything's
California.
Dead it is as a doornail.
Southern California, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Up at home, that's a gem there. You go up there in the summer, you can actually see 10, 20 feet down when you're at a beautiful river and a lake, some of the lakes up there.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
It's so cool.
Well, we're so dry here. It's just we've had a drought and it's totally dry. And there are parts of California that are just completely, what have you heard about that place, the Salton Sea?
Yes, I used to live around there.
Did you?
Yeah.
We did a video there.
Did you?
It was like the end of the world.
Right.
I swear to God.
No, it is. It's apocalyptic.
Yeah.
It was,
there you go.
Yeah.
That's the word.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah.
Thank you for that transition, Jason. Well done. Sister Speak is live in studio on KX93.5. Tell us about the gig tonight at Skyloft, which I haven't been to yet, but I heard it's cool.
It just opened up.
Right.
I'm super excited. Classy new spot in Laguna. I'm going to have the trio. So Jacob, bass player in Sister Speak for the last 2.5 years. He was here when we did that Lady Love interview.
Right.
Yeah, and he's been awesome. So he's going to join along with Sarvin of Groove Session on guitar and harmonies. So
cool. What time's that tonight?
8:30 to 11:30.
Now, are you playing? Is it outdoors, on the rooftop?
I don't know yet.
I don't know how it works.
I've not been there yet. Yeah. But friends of mine, my wife's been a couple of times.
Bring your
friends
wife.
Of mine say, well, actually, she's sick. She's not well. She got this terrible stomach flu thing. But anyway, they
I wonder
say,
where she got that.
Yeah, I had it first.
Oh no,
I had it first. Yeah,
I didn't know that. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, she's really got it bad. But they say it's brilliant. And, of course, Ivan from Mozambique, who owns it and has refurbished the place. It was a different gig before and it wasn't a real gig.
Yeah.
But he's really knows what he's doing. Obviously, with his experience with Mozambique, the good bits and the bad bits of Mozambique, he's learned. So apparently now, and musician friends of mine say, this is a sweet gig. It sounds amazing, apparently.
Cool.
Yeah.
Tony's probably going to do the sound, I think.
That's it. Tony's down there doing sound, yeah.
Ooh. We played Mozambique in September with the 4-piece. That was awesome. Right. Super fun. And I'm stoked.
Well, you get to find out if Tony's any good.
Oh, yeah.
Because the sound on stage at Mozambique isn't great.
You don't think
but
so?
But apparently they've learned their lesson now.
Ah.
And they've built their thing down there, and Tony's working down there. So you can't blame the equipment. If it doesn't sound good down there, it's Tony's fault.
Uh-oh. You just say it. You're very blunt.
Jason's in a fierce mood this
fierce
morning.
Mood. No,
I'm just saying like it is.
You really are. You're coming in hot.
Coming at it.
Kind of scaring me.
I'm not scared yet, but...
No, you can have a good time down there solo. Yeah. What? I can't mess it up.
Or you're not, or it's going to be the worst game.
Whatever. Do you know what? It's nobody's going to die.
No one's going to die.
It's going to be all right. Unless somebody throws themselves off the roof there.
That wouldn't be good.
Jason Fetty, everybody.
Unless it's a trampoline, if you jump off the roof, it would be so fun, actually.
Trampoline on the roof. That's
no,
a great
on
idea.
On the ground for jumping off the roof.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Right, no, I think just put the trampoline on the roof.
Did you ever do that when you were a kid?
See what happens.
I think you guys probably should not open a venue.
We'll put the band on a trampoline. That's going to be fun.
Everybody's underwater.
Viewed underwater.
All right. Do you want to play one more song for us, Sherri-Ann?
Sure.
Sister Speak, again, is the band tonight at Skyloft in Laguna Beach. And what is the final tune?
This is going to be On My Own 2 Feet. It's a song I wrote up in Canada at the same time as the Rise Up for Love CD 2. And just going to be releasing it in the next month. Tolan did some beautiful harmonies on the track. And it's called On My Own 2 Feet.
Whenever you're ready.
All righty. It's the way you move in the morning, and the way you breathe at night, that makes me shiver, it makes me remember. It's the way the snow melts my heart, and the autumn leaves fall. It makes me stronger in the arms of the angels. I don't wanna fall, I don't wanna find anything to hide from you. I don't wanna
Yeah, one of our favourite songwriters from San Diego, California, Sherri-Anne, Sister Speak, I should say, because you are Sister Speak.
Yeah.
I've learned that today. It's good for you. Do you feel like you've come out a little bit now? Like I am Sister Speak.
I love combinations of bands. I have a hard time saying I, like we. Yeah, yeah. So I do love that it is a collaboration. I love playing with other musicians and jamming.
Sure. Well, you guys, all of y'all, will be tonight at Skyloft here in town, Sister Speak, and see them. What time's the show start again?
8:30.
8:30 tonight at Skyloft. Sherri-Anne, thank you for driving up and taking some time for us this morning.
You're welcome.
And this will be podcast online at kx935.com. And keep us in the loop about the new live EP coming out, right, in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, it's coming out very soon. And I'm going to air a new track on 91. Oh, I shouldn't talk about another station.
No, you should not.
Certainly not. Gosh.
That's right. On 93.5.
Yes.
Yeah, FM. We want to get it first. We'll get. I know you're going to go off and do other things with other people.
No, I'm going to send it to you first.
No, if you want to see other people, that's fine.
No, the debut's going to be.
Whatever you want to do, that's fine. But what's good for you is good for us. We'll see other people too.
I said the wrong digits. It's 93.5.
Right. And and then we'll hopefully get that and we'll play it. And
yeah, it's getting mastered right now, so I'll send it to you next week.
Great.
If you want to play it on the weekend before anybody else.
We do.
Yeah.
We must. We will.
It'll be live. It's a special edition EP. SisterspeakMusic.com is where you can find it. And Laguna's Only FM is going to be debuting
there
it. We're just excited.
Good recovery, Sherri.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving, by the way? You're doing something special for Thanksgiving? You've got your parents here, right?
I do. And you know what? Canadians celebrate it in October.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do they do that? Don't they know that God said it should be in November?
The pioneers. We celebrated, October. So this Thanksgiving, I'm going to be playing field hockey.
Oh.
So Canadian.
I know. I did that forever. I'm going to talk too long here. But yeah, you guys, I love you so much. Thank you for being so supportive. You've been awesome.
Well, it's mutual. Yeah. We totally love you. Thank you for coming in so early on a morning.
You're welcome.
And we'll see you soon. Skyloft tonight. Sister Speak. Thank you.
Daily Scramble Live.
It's Daily Scramble Live, apparently. Okay, it's 93.5. Kakak Pujaa Thalian Kamameseleyamenanya wants to be my friend on Facebook.
I didn't know where that sentence was going to end, but I'm glad it ended there.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got a minor bone to pick with you.
Oh dear.
Okay, when we do the secret word in the interview, you have to remember that we're doing the secret word.
But I get interested in the artist.
We have to work together because often I look so dumb when I ask a question where I'm trying to get to the secret word, and then you say like, "So, what'd you have for lunch?"
What was the question? Tell me why.
You have to pay attention. We're not on the same wavelength on this. I start asking her about apparel sponsorships.
Apparel.
Right. I was like, shirts, shorts, shoes.
Did you do that?
Yes.
Oh, I missed that.
It completely.
Yeah.
And we were trying to get our artist to say the word pants today. Pants was the secret word.
Hello.
And I was getting there, but you always deviate from where I'm going.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But, no, I really am sorry. That doesn't work, does it? Because we do that thing. We even play a little thing that says, the secret word is, and then I say, pants, and then whatever, and then I just completely forget.
You really did.
I completely just forgot about it. She really was interesting. She was.
See, I don't see it as a tool. I don't see it as a tool to make a band interesting that's not. I just see it as a fun game during the interview.
Play.
Yeah.
I know you do. And you feel like you failed in some way.
I do. It's terrible.
I'm sorry.
You don't help me.
Right. You know what we're going to do? You're going to get a piece of paper and it's going to write a secret word on it. And you can hold it up.
Okay.
To me.
If that's necessary, we can do that.
Well, it may be necessary. It was necessary today.
We don't need a paper. Let's just do a hand sign like this. This means secret word.
Okay.
I'm making a hook with my finger.
Right. Secret word. Right, that's the secret
sign. You know what? Let's do the sign language for S, which looks like this.
Okay.
It's like a fist with your thumb.
Like, okay. Yeah, like power to the people, that sort of thing.
Yes.
Right.
So if I hold my fist up.
That's fine.
In defiance during the interview, I'm making an S and it means it's time to give the secret word.
Right.
So if I went like this, you would say.
So
sister speak. That's not, what are those you're wearing on your legs?
Pants.
Oh, hooray.
And then we'd go.
Right.
All right. I'm glad we've discussed this.
Okay. No, fair dues.
I'm Tyler Russell. This is Daily Scramble Live, and I think I'll show myself out.
And I will be here for the next 2 hours.